Time now to head up north because Michael Costa, last time we spoke to Michael, he had a very good carnival, the Grafton Cup Carnival, and he's got one of his star gallopers heading to Sydney on Saturday in the Missile. And if he could win a Missile, it would be a pretty big achievement in his training career. The Group 2 event, Probator, who's got Tommy Berry on board, will be one of the hardest to beat, and it's always great to have a chat to Michael on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, mate.
How's Probador come through that big run in the Ramorny? Gee, at the 250, I thought he was going to win up at Grafton.
Yeah, he did kick, and his figures were really strong. He just had a tired run in transit, unfortunately. He missed the kick and got trapped wide and had to hit the front a bit early too. So it definitely didn't go to plan, but he has pulled up really well. We had an exhibition gallop last Saturday at the Gold Coast, and he's really well. Obviously, you don't know how he's the up-and-coming horse coming in against these tried-and-true horses. So he's well, so we've just got to throw him in the deep end and go in with no expectations, but hoping for the best.
Has he made the trip down well? Obviously, you won't be able to get down there yourself with the COVID situation.
Yeah, he arrived this morning, so it's a little bit difficult. We can't even send staff down, so it gives you a little bit of anxiety. You're sort of letting your baby go and you've got to hand the reins over and then just turn on the TV on Saturday and hopefully everything goes to plan.
Is he a pretty easy horse to deal with and to travel?
Yeah, he is. He's a big boy, but he's a big friendly giant, and he's got a strapper here at home who's his best friend, and she's probably doing it a little bit harder than I am, not being able to go down with him. But no, he's a lovely horse, and travelling and doing anything with him, no bother at all.
As you mentioned, it's probably a little unknown throwing him in up against the quality sprinters. It's not the deepest Missile we've ever seen, though, so it could be a good year for you to tackle him, and you can probably get some type of form line through Southern Lad. So what's your gut feel on Saturday?
Oh, look, on his exhibition gallop, I don't think you could be happier with a horse leading into a race like this. But the gut feel is he'll run well, but yeah, it's hard to push any punters in to say that I'm confident, because it's really just a big unknown.
He's performed really well on soft tracks. I think he's won 3 of 4 on the soft. He's also won 3 of 6 on the good surface. It's a good 4. In Sydney at the moment. Their weather's been very good in the recent days. What do you think is his best surface? Would you like some cut out of the ground? Are you happy on a firm deck?
No, I'm pretty happy with a firm deck. I think his only poor performance was on a heavy surface, but there could have been a few other variables just being at the end of the prep that day. So I'm quite comfortable. I'm happier with a good surface than a heavy. I know they've had some extremely wet tracks the last couple of months down there, so I'm happy that we've just got a clean surface.
Where would you like to see him in the run? He's drawn gate 2 with Tommy on board.
Look, I'd want to be hopefully in the first third. I know it's only a small field, so wherever that is. So we can just get a clean break and be in the first couple, but just still travelling. Well, there's not going to be too many instructions to Tommy. I think the main thing is just finding his rhythm and getting a clean break, and how it unfolds from there would going to have to be up to Tommy.
I see you've thrown in an om for the Lexus Melbourne Cup with Perfect Deal, who won the Grafton Cup. Be a great story to get from a Grafton Cup to a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, you've got to throw it in. The dream's alive, and with the international sort of being wiped out a little bit this year, you don't know what changes are going to happen between now and come November. So look, she is a mare which can stay all day, and you've got to have a crack and see how the next couple of months sort of open up.
Well, she is very progressive. She's won 7 from 11. So have you got a program in the back of your mind to try and get her to Melbourne and actually qualify?
Yeah, she'll more than likely head towards the Newcastle Cup, and then we'll just look to see if we stop off in Sydney or then come down to something like the Bart Cummings, Geelong, something like that. But it's a big dream, so we're obviously going to just take it run by run. If she continues to step up, then we'll continue to have bigger dreams, but we will take it run by run, and more than likely she'll head to Newcastle.
Well, that's what it's all about, dreaming, especially when it comes to the Lexus Melbourne Cup. You've got a couple of runners at Doomben on Saturday as well, and She Can Sing's a really nice horse. First up, back in work after the first campaign, which had two wins and a placing from three starts. What are you expecting first up on Saturday?
She's a nice filly. We're just sticking to the... We don't run at Eagle Farm, so she trialled at Monday, and we're just having to run her to keep her on the Doomben sort of track surface. So she's backing up for a trial. But look, she's very well within herself. She's drawn double figures in the barriers, but if she can get a gun running transit, even though she's a little bit soft going the first up run, I think she can finish in the money, because I think she could be a genuine Saturday horse. Supergiant, he's come back and trialled very well. More than likely, he'll be looking for him for further once he gets over a little bit further ground, a couple of runs time.
And you mentioned you don't head to Eagle Farm. Is that because you found your horses haven't pulled up well from that surface?
Correct. Yeah, we've... Perfect deal. That was the reason why she had to go to the week before at Grafton, the prelude. She missed the Ipswich Cup, and we've just not that we've had no luck with winners. It's just been simply a recovery thing for the horses.
Is there any movement with that? I know there was a lot of talk a couple of weeks ago and some meetings with the Racing Minister and the Brisbane Racing Club. Have you heard any more?
Nothing in concrete. I'm not 100% sure. I'm hoping for a rebuild, not just a band-aid fix, but nothing's set in stone at the moment.
Mm. Can you add another cup to the mantelpiece today, the Coffs Harbour Cup? You've got Willow Tiddo going around.
Man, I hope so. We're going to tackle a few of the cups in the Northern Rivers this year, but she's tough as old boots. That's her best attribute, Willow Tiddo. She's not... doesn't blow us away in track work or anything like that, but she always puts in. She just needs to find a rhythm. Her worst runs have been when she's drawn outside gates and just got on the chilly a little bit. She just doesn't finish off as well. But if Reece Jones can get her into a good transit, there's no reason why she can't finish in the first couple. But she's going to have to improve again, because there's handy enough horses in that race.
Michael, could be a very big weekend. Good luck starting today with a Coffs Harbour Cup, and then heading down south to Randwick and up at Doomben. It could be a massive couple of days for the stable.
Yeah, I hope so, mate. Thank you very much.
Michael Costa joining us there. We are almost at the 9 o'clock at news, but before that, as I mentioned, we have a $200 food and beverage voucher to give away to the new Tote Dining, which has been opened up out at Moonee Valley. And if you haven't booked, get in there quickly, because the Tote Dining and Bar was booked out last night, which was opening night, I believe. It's booked out maybe tonight and tomorrow night. You can get in from Monday or Tuesday. It looks absolutely magnificent. And for one lucky Racing Pulse listener, you'll be about to dine with a $200 gift voucher. It will be the first one to SMS correctly, 0416 90 50 52. And the question will surround this year's Cox Plate, the 101st running of the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. If we look back through the history of the great race, there are so many superstars. I want the listeners to tell me 50 years ago, 51 years ago to be exact, what was the champion galloper trained by TJ Smith that won the Wait for Age Australasian Championship? First one through with the correct answer wins a $200 gift voucher to the new Tote Dining and Grill. After the news, plenty more Racing Pulse to come.